सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा।
टुडे आई विल गिव यू ए समरी ऑफ द 8th चैप्टर ऑफ द भगवद गीता। द 8th चैप्टर occurs in the Madhyama Shatkam or the middle section of the Gita. We know that Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. First 6 sections come under Prathama Shatkam, 7 to 12 chapters comes under Madhyama Shatkam, 13th to 18th chapter known as Charama Shatkam or Antima Shatkam. This 8th chapter comes in the middle of the Madhyama Shatkam. First chapter or first section onwards up to 8th or 3rd section, Bhagavan Krishna gives 3 types of sadhanas. In 3 sections, Lord Krishna gives 3 types of sadhanas. For each section, one sadhana. First section sadhana given by Lord Krishna was Karma Yoga Sadhanam. Karma Yoga as a sadhanam. Then second section, that is this 8th chapter, which is occurring in the second section, the sadhana is Upasana Yoga. Upasana Yoga. The final section sadhana is Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga Sadhanam. This 8th chapter especially Bhagavan deals with Upasana, because this section is Upasana Yoga Sadhana section. Upasana or Upasanam. What do you mean by Upasana? Upasana means Saguna Brahma Vishayaka Manasa Vyaparaha Upasana. Saguna Brahma Vishayaka Manasa Vyaparaha Upasana. What do you mean by Saguna Brahma Vishayaka Manasa Vyapara? No. Vyapara means activity. Vyapara means activity. Manasa Vyaparaha means mental activity. Manasa means mental. Mental activity of whom? Saguna Brahma Vishayaka. Upon Ishvara, the Lord, who is endowed with attributes. Saguna means attributes. Saguna Brahma means Ishvara, the Lord, who is endowed with attributes. So Saguna Brahma Vishayaka means what? The Lord who is endowed with attributes. Attributes means the color, complexion, the glory of the Lord, all comes under gunas. That is the Vishaya. That is the subject matter. Attributed Lord is the subject matter of that Manasa Vyapara. Manasa Vyapara means meditation. Manasa Vyapara means meditation. Dhyanam. That alone is called as Upasana. If you won't give this definition, Saguna Brahma Vishayaka, any Vyapara, Manasa Vyapara can be a mental activity. Upasana means any mental activity cannot be called as Upasana, because we are always having mental activity. What is that? Worry, tension, anxiety, that is there all the time. That is why that clause is very important. Manasa Vyapara, particularly Saguna Brahma Vishayaka. Then only it is called as Upasana. Then only it is called as Upasana. There is a wide misconception. People think, people when they do lot of archana, kumkuma archana daily, Devi Upasakar, Anjaneya Upasakar, people get titles, no? Krishna Upasakar, Rama Upasakar, they do lot of archana, puja, abhishekam every day to the Lord. That physical activity cannot be called as upasana. Remember, Devi upasaka, Sri Chakra upasaka, doing lot of time, no? Puja, 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 that is not come under upasana. People call them as upasaka. Kayaka puja, vachika puja can never be called as upasana. Upasana means what? Upasamipe yo vasaha. Your mind completely absorbed in that Ishta Devata, Manasavyapara, alone is upasana. Puja archana doesn't come under upasana. Only dhyanam, manasika dhyanam, manasika vyapara. Therefore, who is upasaka now? They need not do archana, puja, kumkum archana, abhishekam and all. Just remembering the Lord all the time, absorbing that swarupam of the Lord is called upasana. Saguna Brahma. Therefore, remember what you mean by upasana. This must be very clear. Now, this upasana is of two types. Upasana is of two types. Sakama upasana and nishkama upasana. Sakama upasana and nishkama upasana. Sakama upasana means the upasaka does upasana to attain iha amutra phala bhoga. The upasaka does upasana to get materialistic, iha means materialistic worldly powers, pleasures, worldly objects. Not only in this world, the upasaka desire to get swarga loka, higher lokas, higher pleasures. Sakama means what? Doing upasana with an intention to get something from the Lord. Even siddhis, mystic powers, they get out of upasana, that is called sakama upasana. Mystic powers are occult powers. Occult powers also comes under sakama upasana phalam. Ashta siddhis, anima, laghima, mahima, garima, all these comes under sakama upasana phalam. The second upasana is that upasana, nishkama upasana. Nishkama means without any desire. Nishkama upasana. Either worldly desires or heavenly desires are not involved. No sankalpa. Worshipping Bhagavan, meditating upon Bhagavan, Bhagavan's sake, not for any worldly objects to get, not heavenly objects to get, only for Bhagavan's sake. Bhagavan is the means, Bhagavan is the end in Nishkama Upasana. In Sakama Upasana, Bhagavan is the means. Worldly pleasures are the end. Gamyam. So now you know the difference between Sakama Upasana and Nishkama Upasana. This Nishkama Upasaka, who is meditating upon the Lord, Thyagaraja is a Nishkama Upasaka. Mirabai is a Nishkama Upasaka. Prahallada is a Nishkama Upasaka. Like that, many upasakas, after doing a lot of upasana for a length of time, they get jnana yogyata. They get sadhana chetushtaya sampatti. Because they have not asked for any worldly things or heavenly pleasures. They have not asked for any siddhis. They have not asked anything from Bhagavan. That is why, because of that nishkama upasana, that Bhagavan gives sadhana chetushtaya sampatti for them. What do you mean by sadhana chetushtaya sampatti? Care of tattva bodha. Viveka, vairagya, shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, vairagyam, mumukshutvam. All four chetushtaya sampatti. In short, jnana yogyata. That person will be qualified for സെൽഫ് നോളജ്, ജ്ഞാന യോഗ്യത, ക്വാളിഫൈഡ് ഫോർ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് റൗണ്ട്, ഫൈനൽ റൗണ്ട്. ഫൈനൽ റൗണ്ട് ഈസ് ദ ജ്ഞാനയോഗ റൗണ്ട്. സോ നിഷ്കാമ ഉപാസന ഇസ് ദ സെമി ഫൈനൽസ്, ജ്ഞാനയോഗ ഈസ് ദ ഫൈനൽസ്. സോ യു ഹാവ് ടു എക്വയർ സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി ടു റീച്ച് ദ ഫൈനൽസ്. ഓക്കെ, സോ ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ ഗോട്ട് ദാറ്റ് സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി, ദെൻ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രൊവൈഡ് ഗുരു. What type of guru? A guru who can teach Vedanta systematically. Bhagavan provides a guru teacher to teach Vedanta for that nishkama upasaka because he is eligible. He is qualified. Qualified round la vanditar munnadi. So that person enters to Jnana Yoga. Then guru starts teaching what that student nishkama upasaka does. Shravanam, shravanam, consistent systematic study of Bhagavad Gita. Systematic means first chapter onwards, second, third, fourth verses, all systematically the teacher will teach, the student learn systematically for a length of time, for a length of time. Even in heavy rain also the teacher also attend the class to teach, and the student also come to the class because he is a qualified person, no? Knows the importance of Vedanta class. That's why the person comes without any difficulty. Bhagavan himself provide that ambience ellame. Then he comes and study, listen, 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 attains what? Jnanam, ajnana nivrittihi. Ajnana nivritti means what? Self ignorance is destroyed. Once you listen to Shastra, Atma Ajnanam goes away. Atma Ajnanam goes away. Ajnana Nivrittihi eva Shastra Shravanena Phalam Prapnoti. Ajnana Nivrittihi Shravana Dvara. Then Mananam he does, or she does Mananam to remove doubts. Mananam, samshaya nivrityartham mananam. After the class also, thinking about that guru only and thinking about the teaching of that guru only, that's called mananam. Looking at the notes once again and waiting for the next class, whatever all doubts are there, many students says, Swamini, today morning I have lot of doubts. All my doubts are cleared in your class. As though you know what am I thinking? You know telepathy? They ask me. You know telepathy? Otherwise, how can you answer all my questions? I don't know any telepathy. Shastra knows your telepathy, your mind, what are all samshayas you are having, Shastra knows. Shastra, the moment teacher is talking, teaching, doubts automatically cleared. Mananadvara. Then for assimilation to get jnana phalam, the student does nididhyasanam. After long listening, that student always contemplating upon that teaching. Avanukariyamale. Adhe chintanam shastran loni irupa. To get jnana nishtha. So nishkama upasana dvara jnana yogyata. Jnana yogyata dvara guruprapti. Guruprapti dvara shastra shravana prapti. ശാസ്ത്ര ശ്രവണ പ്രാപ്തി ദ്വാര ആത്മജ്ഞാന പ്രാപ്തി. നൈസ് ടു ലിസൺ, ബട്ട് സപ്പോസ് എനി വൺ ഫീൽസ് ദിസ് ജ്ഞാനം, ദിസ് സബ്ജെക്ട് ഈസ് ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട് ഫോർ മീ ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്, മഹാവാക്യ ദ ടീച്ചിങ് ഈസ് ടഫ്, ഐ എം നോട്ട് ഏബിൾ ടു ഫാലോ, ഐ എം നോട്ട് ഏബിൾ ടു സ്റ്റഡി. Suppose anybody, in spite of the guru is available, the students themselves consider, I am not fit for Upanishads, I am not fit for Prakarana Grandhas, I am not fit for Brahma Sutra. They themselves consider, Nan layak illai. Nan idu purinjikkaradhukku layak illai ena. Enna pandrathu? Adhanaala rendu class, moodu class varuva, appuram varamaatan. Adhu oru category. Or sometimes that upasaka may not get the teacher. Vedanta teacher is not available. He continues the nishkama upasana. Once he continues nishkama upasana, what will happen? First, what will happen to this jnani? After getting teacher, understood somehow, managed to understood, and this jnani, nishkama upasaka became a jnani. After becoming jnani, at the time of death, he leaves the body and attains videha mukti. Attains videha mukti, sadhyo mukti, or jivan mukti. Who, a nishkama upasaka, successfully attended the Vedanta classes and understood clearly, I am Brahman, and lives as a jivan mukta, as he is living until his prarabdha. After prarabdha is over, he leaves the body and attain videha mukti. That is called jivan mukti root, sadhyo mukti root. What about other upasaka? Not attending the classes, not studying, not understanding at all, or guru is not available. Many other reasons. That person, at the time of death, he remembers the Lord and he leaves the body, he travels. He travels and go to Brahmaloka, study what? Bhagavad Gita. Ange Shravanam Panduva. Inge Purile, Ange Purinjada Ahano, Vere Valile. Ange Brahmaji Irpar. He study Shastra from that Brahmaji and attain Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. What is the difference between Jnana Yoga and Upasana Yoga? What is the difference? Difference is, in Upasana Yoga, the Upasaka meditate upon Saguna Brahman. Brahman who is attributes, who is having attributes. Saguna Brahma Upasana. Whereas in Jnana Yoga, this Nishkama Upasaka who became the Vedantic student, listening about Nirguna Brahman. There is no Upasana. Here you are listening about Nirguna Brahman. Because of your Janma Janmala Upasana Punya Phalam, you are listening about Nirguna Brahman, attributeless Brahman. Upasana is not involved here. Meditation is not involved. Mental activity is not involved. Manasa Vyapara is not involved. Sheer, clear understanding intellectually about Nirguna Brahman. Now you can understand Saguna Brahma Vishayaka Manasa Vyapara is Upasana. Nirguna Brahma Vishayaka Shravana Rupa Jnanam is Jnana Yoga. Adi Upasana Yoga, idi Jnana Yoga. That is why we won't keep any photos here. We don't give any arati. We don't give any prasadam also. Only understanding here. This is the highest yajna, Bhagavan Krishna says. Jnana yajnaha param. Jnana yajna, this is what we are doing. So this is the difference between Upasana Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Between these two, what you have to choose? In a Jnana Yoga, you have to choose if you are qualified. Now this 8th chapter, with this background, you have to study this 8th chapter summary. We have studied 8th chapter. Now we are seeing summary. Background you have understood now. Karma Yoga Upasana, Upasana Yoga, Karma Yoga Sadhanam, Upasana Yoga Sadhanam, Jnana Yoga Sadhanam. The mood sadhanam la, Upasana sadhanam Dvara Gnana Yoga Prapti Moksha Prapti Sadhyamukti. If not, continue Upasana and until death. So now we look into the slokas summary from first shloka onwards up to fourth shloka. Krishna Arjuna's question and Lord Krishna's answer from first shloka onwards up to fourth shloka. What are those questions? Lord Krishna pointed out some technical terms in 7th chapter, the end. Brahma, Karma, Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhyatmam, Adhiyajnam. Then Arjuna is so curious. Kim tad Brahma, Kim Adhyatmam? 7 questions. What are those 7 questions asked by Arjuna? First question is, Kim tad Brahma? What do you mean by Brahman? Or what is Brahman? Second question is, what is Adhyatmam? Third question is, what is Karma? Kim Karma? What do you mean by Karma? Then fourth question is, Kim Adhibhutam? What is Adhibhutam? Then fifth question is, what is Adhiyajnam? What is Adhiyajnam? Then sixth question is, what is Adhidaivam? Adhidaivam. The seventh question is, what is the significance of Prayana Kala Smaranam? What is the significance of Prayana Kala Smaranam? Like this, 7 questions asked by Arjuna, and Lord Krishna answers briefly for all those questions, 6 questions. 7th question he elaborates. What were the answers given by Lord Krishna? Number 1, Kim tad Brahma? Lord Krishna says, Brahman is consciousness. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Brahman is called Aksharam. Imperishable, infinite principle is called Brahman. Imperishable, Aksharam means imperishable. Macro level, this is a total level, it's called Brahman. That is called the answer for Brahman. Over. Short answer. Then the second question, answer Adhyatmam. That infinite Brahman who is imperishable Aksharam, when that Brahman is available in the body, individual body, micro level, is called Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam. Jiva, the individual, micro level, when that Brahman is available, residing in the body, is called Adhyatmam. Then Adhibhutam means the material universe. Kim Adhibhutam? Adhibhuta means the material universe, which is perishable in Artha. Which is perishable, made out of 5 elements. Made out of 5 elements. Adhibhutam. Then Adhidaivam. Konja order maari iruke paravale. Okay. Adhidaivam na Hiranyagarbha. Total mind is called Adhidaivam. Total mind or Hiranyagarbha, presiding deity of all other devatas, is called Adhidaivam. Adhiyajna means Ishvara, the karma phala data. Adhiyajnam is that Ishvara who is the karma phala data. Yajna means karma. Yajna means what? Performing that karma, by which karma you get phalam. That phalam given by the Lord. Therefore, Adhiyajna means what? The Lord who is the presiding deity of that yajna, who is the karma phala data, is called Adhiyajna. Presiding deity of law of karma. Law of karma, punya papa, karma, phala, data, according to the laws, principles, he gives the phalam. Then sixth one is karma. Kim karma? The karma is nothing but Punya Papa Karma done by the Jivas, human beings, which is responsible for creation. Why this creation is here in front? Because you have asked by your Punya Papa Karma. Therefore, Bhagavan has to give the creation. Karma means what? Punya Papa Karma, which is responsible for creation. Which creation is responsible for giving sukha and dukkha? You have to exhaust your karma phalam in the form of sukha and dukkha. So the world is in front giving sukha and dukkha. Body also giving sukha and dukkha. Whatever you possess also giving sukha and dukkha. Therefore the world in front of you is meant for what, you know? To exhaust our karma phalam. You have no control over it. It is adrishtam. It is not visible. When you are experiencing only, when you are experiencing only, you come to know whether it is sukham or dukham. So punya papa, invisible sukha dukham or punyam papam. Visible punya papa is visible punya papa is sukha dukkha. Invisible sukha is dukkha. Both are invisible punya papa. Purirdo, punya papa, sukha dukkha. Punya papa, both are invisible. Sukha dukkha are visible. Okay. Then, seventh question, prayana kala smaranam. From fifth shloka onwards, up to 14th shloka, prayana kala smaranam. The significance of remembering the Lord, not attending the Bhagavad Gita class, and want to continue the upasana. What happens to that person? How to remember the Lord? What is the significance? Na? The remembering the Lord at the time of death determines the next birth. Remembering the, what is the significance of remembering the Lord at the time of death? Na? Remembering the Lord at the time of death determines the next birth. Next birth, 84 lakhs of species la, enna species aagaporaanna, and the thought da decide pannu. And the significance of remembering the Lord. Whether you get human body or animal body or tree body or birds, whatever body what you get depends on the last thought. Now, how to remember the Lord? How to remember the Lord? You have to remember the Lord from the beginning, from your childhood. You have to remember the Lord, then you can remember the Lord at the time of death. In coma also, even in coma you can remember the Lord, because of your whole life you are doing upasana, upasana, remembering the Lord. Helplessly, without your effort, you remember the Lord at the time of death. Just it comes like, because of continuous remembering the Lord, it goes into your subconscious mind, and the subconscious level, that vasana triggers. That vasana is a trigger, impression. Vasana means what? Impression. And the impressions just come to the surface. Yedukaha vasana, impression only na? Because your will not work there. Will not work. The more you become older and older, the will become feebler and feebler. You cannot have your willpower before death. Let me sit quietly, steadily. Let me bring that prana into sukshumna nadi. Let me send that prana into brahma nadi. And let me send that prana through the brahma randra. Idella mudiyadappa. Anga willpower e kediyadu. Yenna mukkulo tube irukum. Kaiyilo tube irukum. Enga tube irukumo namake theriyadu.
which ward you are in ICU lo irupoyo enga irukko theriyadappa what is the guarantee will power doesn't work suppose a person says only at the end of life only you can remember the lord appo paathukalam na shastra says appoduk ippode na அப்போதுக்கு இப்போதே அப்போதுன்னது நமக்கு கிடையாது எப்போ வருமோ எப்படி வருமோ லாஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட் வி டு நாட் நோ தட் இஸ் வை பீப்புள் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் அனாயாசேன மரணம் வினா தைன்யேன ஜீவனம் தி ஆஸ்க் வை அனாயாச மரணம் வேணும் ஆயாசப்பட்டுட்டு மரணம் வந்த ஐ கே நாட் ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் தட் இஸ் வை பீப்புள் ஆஸ்க் அனாயாச மரணம் without any tiredness difficulty I want to leave the body you want but it is not in your hands that also determined by your prarabdha karma what type of death pusukkuna pogana vanna pusukkuna pona nannadenna eppadi mudiyum so remembering the lord by will is not possible therefore one has to do abhyasa yogena tataha mam praptum shakyate bhagavan says so that's the point here since our will is so weaker and weaker one has to develop the lord with what way he has to remember the lord throughout routine throughout life na for that In Yoga Vashishta, there is one shloka, I say, Shubha-shubha-bhyam, marga-bhyam, vahanti-vasana-sarit. Shubha and ashubha, right and wrong, good and bad. Our impressions always, how the impressions register in your mind? Because of habits. Your day-to-day routine habits. Those habits will become natural for you they become your character determines your destiny that determines your next birth so your next birth is determined by your destiny last remembrance that last remembrance destiny is determined by your character throughout your life that character is determined by your habits good habits are determined by your lifestyle may you have satsanga association with noble people to remember the lord at the time of death you have to associate with the noble people throughout your life satsanga then sadgrantha pathanam read those books which are connected to the lord religious books ராமாயண பாரத பாகவத நாராயணியம் ஸ்கந்த புராணம் தேவி புராணம் ஹனுமான் சாலீசா சோ மெனி ஆர் தேர் அசோசியேட் வித் தோஸ் கிரந்தாஸ் திஸ் இஸ் த வே டு டெவலப் தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி டு ரிமெம்பர் தட் நீங்கள் வாசனை நன்னா ஊரணம் உள்ள அந்த வாசனை எப்படின்னா சத்சங்கம் சத்கிரந்த பட்டனம் So through that you can remember the Lord. May you have that association. Satsangaha Satgrandha Patanam Satsangacham Dussangaha Sarvada Tyajaha May you not have any bad company, evil company of the people. May you be associated with those who have Daiva Chintana. Connected to that only your life throughout morning to till night if you go on doing that there is a possibility of developing that vasana adhila da irkanum manas epome for that lord krishna gave hold on to omkara alambanam ஓமித்யேகாட்சரம் பிரம்மா வியாஹரன் மாம் அனுஸ்மரன் யஃப் பிரயாதி த்யஜன் தேஹம் ஸோ த ஒன் ஹூ லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி பை சாண்டிங் ஓம் It is a symbol of God, you know, symbolizes. Either Rama also, Krishna also, any Nama. Lord Krishna has given here only Omkara Alambanam. What that sloka is in Yoga Vashishtam, Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam Vahanti Vasana Sarit. Nangra Vasana goes, your likings and dislikings always Shubha Ashubha Runditiki Poidam. Always. Shubha Nalladi Ashubha Ketadi Rundumirke. But Paurushena Prayatnena Yojaniya Shubhepati. With effort, Paurushena Prayatnena. With full effort, both are there, Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas is Ashubham, worldly matters. Take me to the Naraka, take me to again womb to tomb, suffering. Whereas Shreyas, Shubham, take me to Moksha, Krama Mukti. Paurushena Prayatnena Yojaniya. Who? Shubhepathi. The one who want to travel in Shubha Marga, Mangala Marga, Adhyatmika Margam, spiritual growth. That person has to align. Yojaniya Shubhepati. Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam Vahanti Vasana Sarite. Paurushena Prayatnena. Without our prayatnam, nothing will happen. Enak moksham varanda varada irunda varu. Food kuda varada irunda varu. Ukkar. Appadiya ukkarriya. Illiye. You are working for that. Similarly, Paurushena Prayatnena Yojaniya Shubhepathi. Shubhepathi. The one who is the traveler of Shreyo Marga. In the traveler in the Shreyo Marga, that person has to do. Idella effort is required. Na konjam drizzling vandale class pole anna kuda parvala innike na summary dane. The laziness has come. Konjam drizzling vandavadane laziness varu. Edo oru sak solladum manasukku nama venamku solikalam teacher keka mata yen varlane keka porana enna nama vandade theriyadhu swaminiki. And they think like that and they... So, that sloka says, Yojaniya Subhepati. Kashta patti koda. Paurushena Prayatnena. Adha. Therefore, says stronger. First time it is difficult. Remembering the Lord first time, second time, difficult. But you go on doing, it becomes very, very easy. Ellame easy da. Abhyasena. Everything is easy by abhyasa. So the last thought, yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam eva yeti. Yendinda thought vetchindi yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram, they leave the body, tam eva yeti. That alone. Therefore Bhishma did what? Bhishma asked all people, all of you go. Yudhishthira, go out. Arjuna, go out. Ella nanupati. Krishna, nee maatram irappa. Krishna Bhagavan maatram irukka sonnaru. Ellarum vedil anupittaru. Adi ichcha maranam. Ichcha maranam anna, the maranam when I want, it comes. And the ichcha maranam, Uttarayana time, from Sankranti onwards. The Pongal day onwards, up to Ashadha Purnima is the Uttarayana Kalam. Sankranti day onwards up to Ashadha Purnima, Guru Purnima, it is Uttarayana Kalam. Punya Kalam and Chulva. So Punya Kalam will decide up to 15th sloka, this is the topic. Then next topic is from 15th sloka onwards up to 22, Lord Krishna gives two paths, 15 to 22, two types of goals are, one is God-related goal, one goal is not related to God. Two types of goals, destinies.
One is related to God, another is not related to God. Upasaka, Nishkama Upasaka, where he meditates upon the Lord, God is involved. He attains Kramamukti, merge with the Lord. Whereas another goal is non-God goal. Non-God, there is no God involved. Karmi, Kevala Karmis, they also travel to Swargaloka and they come back. Tetam Bhuktva Swargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. They come back. Returnable journey, non-returnable journey. Everybody? Non-returnable journey in Nishkama Upasaka Shuklagati Dwara. Two paths. Shuklagati Dwara Nishkama Upasaka goes to Brahmaloka. Study Shastra. Attain Kramamukti. Oneness with Bhagavan. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Gnanam Upasaka God related Shuklagati Dwara. This person, only karmi, no God relation, but does rituals, lot of rituals, all rituals without no God involved, no upasana, kevala karma dvara, goes to swarga loka and return, returnable journey. Again born, what? Again another birth. So, two sadhakas, two goals, two margas, upasaka and karmi, two sadhakas, and shuklagati and krishnagati, two paths, two destinations, brahmaloka and swargaloka. One is returnable, another one is non-returnable, so kramamukti. So between these two, jnana yogi, jnani is not involved in this chapter. Okay, now between Krishna Gati, Shukla Gati, or between Karma and Upasana, or between Swargaloka and Brahmaloka, which one you have to choose? Na? Krishna says, choose this Krishna Shukla Gati, or Upasana Marga, or Brahmaloka. Don't choose Swarga. Don't choose. Between Upasana and Jnana Yoga, you have to choose, suppose. Choose Jnana Yoga, don't choose Upasana. Choose Jnana Yoga only. And remember that just by dying in Uttarayana Kalam, your life is not determined, but your whole life, your personality, your lifestyle determines your next birth, not by just remembering. That also important. Okay, I wait for Uttarayanam. Uttarayanam is not that just by remembering, dying in Uttarayanam you get Kramamukti, but the whole life determines. It's not so easy. So this is the topic. Then 23 to 27, the two types of paths are elaborately explained. The two types of paths are elaborately explained. Krishna Gati and Shukla Gati. And lastly, Lord Krishna glorifies the Upasaka and Upasana. Now you have to see this very nice chapter. This is actually, it gives total comprehensive picture. Karma, Upasana, Jnana. Among these three, which one is the best? Na? Jnanam is the best. Among karma and upasana, which is the best? Na? Upasana is the best. Into karma also, karma sakama nishkama karma, la, sakama karma vida nishkama karma is the best. For here, the nishkama karma dvara, there is a possibility for you to come to upasana. And the upasana ka vandhati kapra mali ange sakama nishkama. I want powers, I want this and that, name and fame by doing upasana. Nariya devotees should come to me. Bhakta ghanalla ematrade. Making money, everything making money, no? People, upasana ani cholli, not for, that's why even you are a devotee of the Lord also, there is no guarantee. you can attain moksha. Understand? Even though you are worshipping the Lord, puja, room, all swamis are there. All Bhagavan photos are there. Don't think Bhagavan will help you. Your motive decide. With what motive you are worshipping the Lord is important. Vedeshu, yagneshu, tapastu, chaiva, daneshu, yat punya, phalam, pradishtam. What Lord Krishna said in the last shloka, Hey Arjuna, Vedam galla padicha evlo punyam irukumo, all yagnas if you perform also, whatever phalam you get, dhanam if you do, a tremendous dhanam, whatever you get, that is available in nishkama upasana, just upasana. That means what? Karmas are inferior than upasana. Karmas are inferior than upasana. Kaika karma, vachika karmas are inferior. Kaika karma, vachika karma, even it is connected to God. Archana, puja, chanting, go on chanting, vachika karma. Doing puja, lot of rituals, homa, yajna, that's this and all, kaika karma. Then vachika, kaika, related to Bhagavan, manasa, puja, manasa, japa, manasa, dhyanam is superior. Because kaika, vachika are easy to perform. Manasa is very difficult, subtle. People cannot come to manasika dhyanam. Varave mudiyad. Ask the person, sit and meditate for some time on your ishta devatana. Adi puja pandana gana, hours together he does puja. Laksharchanai panduva. That means what? Gross-minded people. They are all gross-minded people. Gross-minded people are not fit for meditation. You have to transcend the grossness of the mind. You want to become more subtler and subtler. That's why Patanjali Ashtanga Yoga Dhyanam he kept. Seventh step. Every day you have to do Dhyanam. Dhyanam vina, which Dhyanam? Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam or Nirguna Brahma Rupa Nididhyasanam after Vedanta study. Yedi irundanum, for assimilation also Vedanta you require Dhyanam. To get Jnana Yogyata also you get Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. That is why Upasana is very, very important sadhana in the entire range of our spiritual journey. Why people are so gross-minded? Understand? Why they are not able to receive subtle points? And they have not done meditation. They are highly active. Idi pannanum, adi pannanum. Edhaavadhu vaayavadhu busy irukum. Illana kai kaalu busy irukum. Chumma ukkandhu dhyanam pannana ayyo thalavalappa bore adikkum nu solluva. 99% of people are religiously kaayika vaachikala busy. Manasikathukku varamaata. Manasikathukku vandachana and the journey is adhyatmika margam, spiritual journey is very faster, very faster. Varamaatane even in yoga class also, they like only asana pranayama. Dhyanam panchunnanu thukkame vandudu appadi. People are like that. That is why meditation upasana is highlighted in this chapter. Nishkama upasana is highlighted. Either he gets sadhana chatushtaya sampatti and jnana yogyata, guru prapti, shastra prapti, jnana prapti. Or he gets shuklagati and brahmaloka prapti kramamukti. So either way, upasana is the best. Reduce physical and verbal worship. Whatever you have done, enough. If you feel still, go on, continue. So this is the essence of this chapter. Upasana highlighted as the best sadhana. Okay, start meditation. Sit and do meditation every day. It is good. Either way it is good. This chapter name is called Akshara Parabrahma Yoga or Aksharam Brahma Yoga. அக்ஷர பிரம்ம யோகா. த கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் இஸ் டீச்சிங் வித் த வேர்ட் அக்ஷரம். தட்ஸ் வை த டைட்டில் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் இஸ் அக்ஷரம், அக்ஷர பிரம்ம யோகா. வித் திஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர் இஸ் ஓவர். நவ் ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ சம் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்லோகாஸ். 9th ஸ்லோக, 8th ஸ்லோக, 11, 12, 13, and 20th ஸ்லோகா இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். 21 ஆல்சோ அவ்யக்தோக்ஷர இத்யுக்தா, தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். 20th ஸ்லோகா இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். And 21, 22, these are the important shlokas. 27 also. With this we conclude the 8th chapter. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.